Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? Welcome. It is Thursday, March 11th. Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. It is Friday Eve, so you know what that means. We are coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Cigars with the Cave Show every single Thursday. You know how we get down. A lot of stuff to get into today. I'm really looking forward to this. Going to break down a little bit the Suns going into the second half of the season, as well as I want to talk about the penalty for Myers Leonard. I'll probably open with that. And then talk about some of the talent that's out there in the NFL, some of the cuts that are going to happen for basketball, the buyout, where some of those guys might go. I'll give you a couple thoughts on some teams headed into the tournament. And, yes, I'm going to say it. If you're a Duke fan, you'll hate me for saying it, but they just punked out of the tournament. Yep, they did. They punked out of the tournament. And I'll explain why. We'll do all that very shortly after this. We're brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That is Alma School. And Chandler Heights, locally in Chandler, Arizona. Get down here, let them know that PLR sent you. Get 10% off of your cigar purchase. Become a club member, gives you access to the members' lounge. In there, you get your own discount, which is good. And you get access to lockers that back up to a humidor, or a locker with your name tag, as well as refrigerated easy chairs. Relaxers, couches, ice makers, everything you need to make it your home away from home, as well as you get to, well, everyone gets the beer and the wine because they serve beer and wine. Now, if you don't become a member, don't even worry about that. Still plenty of spots for you to sit, plenty of TVs for you to watch, and one of the best selections of sticks you'll find. Now, you can go online if you can't make it down here to Stogie World, StogieWorld.com. And if you order early enough, the sticks will ship out the exact same day. All that happens right here at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Calling number is 917-889-7828. 917-889-7828. Want to open with this. I'm going to open up phone lines. Give me about 30 seconds. News out of Miami. Myers Leonard has been suspended for a week and fined $50,000 for his derogatory remarks, his racial slurs against the Jewish community while he was playing games, as he, I guess, thinks he's a gamer. But anyway, fined $50,000, suspended a week from the team facilities, banned from all team activities for his anti-Semitic slur. He's also going to have to do some cultural diversity programs. Adam Silver said Myers Leonard's comment were inexcusable and hurtful as such, and they were offensive. Well, duh, of course they were offensive if you heard what he said, which no one is playing, and I am not going to say it here either. But anyway, let's get the show rolling. Calling number 917-889-7828. Thanks for holding. You're on the Cave Show with PLR.
Good afternoon, Paul.
What's up, Blue? How are you, buddy?
Okay, but, you know, you think that just when we have a handle on things, history repeats itself. I think you get the idea, though, right?
We're either talking about Myers Leonard, I'm taking it, being an idiot and saying racist stuff.
No, I'm talking about Duke being out of the tournament for you-know-what.
Okay, so here's what I'm understanding, and this is why I said they funked out. they didn't even go through to wait and see where they would land. And here's why I'm saying that. Let me say this. First off, they're reporting it was a walk-up. I don't care if it was a walk-on kid, a scholarship kid. If someone came down with COVID or whatever, to me it doesn't matter. And you shouldn't give the name of kids out anyway. And it doesn't take a genius to figure out who it would be. All you got to do is look on who are the walk-ons and you narrow it down to who it is, which I thought was ridiculous.
I agree.
You said it to players. But they didn't want to go. There was talk that there's going to be four teams that are going to be the ready teams. They'll sit basically, and if a team can't field someone that first week, then they fill in. Duke's pride would not have let them do that, even though they were mentioned for possibly being one of those teams. Now, they probably wouldn't have been ready until tournament time anyway, and they couldn't have finished the ACC tournament, which I find utterly amazing that Louisville played them, and they're not having to sit out any games. And we saw guys in the NFL, and we see guys in the NBA that were just around somebody that was positive, and they had to sit. So I'm confused at why Louisville doesn't have to sit. But by Duke basically saying, we had a kid test positive, we wouldn't be back until the tournament if we got in, so we're just going to end it now for safety reasons. That's bullcrap. They knew they weren't getting in.
That is.
And I think by doing it that way, they can come back and say, you know, Coach K didn't get in. His streak was snapped. But he had his guys playing really well down the end, and they were poised to make a big run at the ACC tournament. But COVID took that away from them. We'll never know what happened if they would have won those games. That's why I said I think they punked out because that's a lot easier to say that than to say we probably weren't getting in. Yeah. So that's why I say it like that.
Yeah. I mean, it just came on, you know, rather quickly.
Yeah, like I said, they weren't Duke wasn't getting in. They weren't going to – even – the only way Duke was getting in was to beat Florida State and then turn around and beat the winner of the North Carolina-Virginia Tech game. They were going to have to win the ACC to get in, and they probably weren't going to win. And you don't – Duke doesn't want Coach K to go –
Well, you don't know about
that.
They could. I'm not saying it was likely they were going to, but –
Exactly, but they didn't want to take that chance. So,
right.
I just, like I said, I believe that they took the tap out. And now they can say, Coach K won his first two games. They were in. The team was gelling. They were prime at the right time. But COVID took that chance away from us. And you know that's what they're going to say. So.
And I'm afraid you're right.
That's. So, like I said, I could be wrong, but that's just the way I see it.
Right.
Make sure Coach K has a good light. But either way, Duke is out. If you're a Tar Heel fan, ding, ding, ding. You know the rest.
Yeah.
You know who's dead. The witch is dead.
Okay, now on to the other story we're going to mention.
Myers Leonard?
Myers, yes.
Yeah, suspended for a week, no facility, no team activities, no weight room, none of anything like that. Has to be away from everybody. Fined $50,000. Commissioner said there's no place for that in the NBA or in our society. He was heard saying in a game, and obviously I'm not going to say the whole quote, but he said he could be heard saying, effing cowards. Don't effing snipe me.
Racial slur.
Itch that begins with the letter B. So, his head coach said that he said something that was extremely distasteful and hurtful, and we are left with the aftermath of that. So, I've said it. I'm going to keep saying it. He is not good enough to be forgiven to play again.
No.
And I think a lot of that goes into what people do, into what people say. Are you worth the headache that you're going to bring? Talented people professional teams put up with the headaches. It could be right. It could be wrong. Teams do things because of certain situations. When DeSean Jackson made offensive anti-Semitic remarks, notice Philadelphia didn't suspend him. And a lot of people were upset. But Philadelphia didn't suspend him because years ago, Riley Cooper made offensive remarks using the N-word, and they didn't suspend him. In fact, they gave him a contract extension. So if they would have came out after that and suspended DeSean Jackson, how do you explain letting one slide and not the other? So teams do a lot of things for a lot of different reasons. I mean, let's be honest. If you are busted with drugs and you're not good, you're cut and you're gone. Josh Gordon is on chance number, what, 7, 8? I mean, we don't even know if he can still play football, but he keeps getting a chance because he's talented. If your talent outweighs the headache, you will always get another chance. Myers Leonard, I don't know if his talent outweighs the headache. So I think that's it. I definitely don't think Miami picks up his option, and I definitely don't believe that another team is going to take a chance on him. He's a good shooter, not a great shooter. He's a decent-sized person. Obviously, bigs are always needed. But does he give you enough to deal with the onslaught that you're going to get? And how much time do you need to pass before the remorse seems sincere enough?
Exactly.
So that's the story, my friend.
Yes, I see. All right.
Hey, FYI, we're not on next Thursday or Friday for March Madness. That we usually take off every year as we do, like, hosting or something from a place. I'll be announcing those sponsors Monday and Tuesday. And then also, this is the last show for the week as I'm on assignment tomorrow.
Actually, I heard the tournament, the 64 will start on Friday, not Thursday this year.
Really? I mean, you know what? You're probably right. I just saw the date, and I thought the date was a Friday date. So, I mean, a Thursday date. So, if that's the case, we'll make the update, and we'll be at Maduro's next Thursday, business as usual.
All right. All right. Have a good weekend, Paul. We'll talk.
Hey, buddy, you too. Sounds good. Lou, always good to catch up. Good friend of the program. Looks like I got another call on hold. I think we can squeeze it in just before the break. Thanks for holding us to Cave Show at PLR.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. This is Michael calling from Minnesota. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. So I'm going to talk to you about the NBA and sort of the state of the league right now and just see if maybe you can catch your thoughts. I look at the NBA now as I've never seen a pro sports league do more to destroy its brand than the NBA has, in my opinion, in the last 10 years. And it's took what was a great league and a great sport, and it's just turned it into something. I don't know what you want to call it. Everything from its embrace of woke politics to the what I consider the softening of the game, where pretty much defense is almost taken completely out. You over-reliance on the three-point shot. And the what people call the player empowerment era a positive thing, I view it as a negative thing. And it's just destroyed the whole what was great about the NBA and what people fell in love with in the 80s and 90s and 2000s into just, I don't even know what you want to call this now. And I don't know if you share the same view, disagree, but let me know what you think.
Well, I appreciate you calling. I appreciate your opinion. I'll go in the order that you gave me. I have no issue with any sport if athletes want to express how they feel. I don't have an issue if someone works at Chase Bank and they want to have diversity or whatever they want to do at Chase Bank. They have a right to come with that. And if their bosses and their management and their owners sign off on it, I'm not going to blame the employees for that. In terms of empowerment, I know I kind of jumped one. In terms of empowerment, I really don't have a problem with that. I think we are so long into thinking that owners were doing everything or the players should just go where they're told. I don't have a problem with someone working for a company for 7 years, 6 years, or whenever their contract is up, and then deciding to go somewhere else. I don't think that's any different from, I'll use Chase again, someone working at Chase for 7 years, not happy with where they are, not happy with their direction, and deciding they want to go work at Wells Fargo or Citibank. I don't think they should be held any different than anybody else in that state. Now, I am not a fan of the three-point jump shot doing everything. I still believe basketball should be played inside out. I do think there's a lot of threes taken, but I also think that there's a I try to be careful and not be old man get off my lawn, because there is an evolution of the game. And watching guys like Steph and Dame and new guys like Trae Young, it's actually kind of fun. And it opens up the NBA for more than guys that were the Bob Lanier's, Artis Gilmore's, the Kareem's, the Shaq's. It opens up the floor more and allows other people with other talent to shine. And I think the game is just an evolution. It is popular still. Advertisers, I would say, you can say what you want about ratings. Advertisers are still spending the money. Globally is doing fantastic. And so if they're losing any TV revenue here in terms of the amount of people watching, they're definitely picking it up overseas. So that's not, you know, on my end, I just try to watch the evolution of the game and take it the way it is. Would I rather see some of those old games and harder fouls and all that? Yes. But then again, I'll say this, and I know we're getting close to commercial break here. I'll say this. Players back in those days were making $80,000 a year. Easier to replace someone making $80,000 than it is someone that's making $40 million. And they're going to protect their assets just like the NFL protects quarterbacks. We watched Archie Manning. We watched Joe Montana get thrown all over the field, get concussed, and get knocked out. They're just simply not going to let that happen.
It's not about protecting. This is not a matter of protecting. We're talking about effort level. Okay, well, what we're clearly seeing in the NBA, the reason defense is on such a decline is because defense requires effort. These players, for the most part, the majority of the league, unfortunately, do not want to show effort. That's the reality. That's why the Knicks are shining the way they're shining. Because the Knicks are one of the few teams in the NBA right now that actually gives that 100% effort consistently, which is why their defense is so good. That's what I'm talking about. And the fans see this and they know this. These guys walk around like they're gods on earth that don't have to try and all that. This is ridiculous, man. And when it comes to the player empowerment, I'm not talking about free agency. I'm talking about these guys grouping up the way they are in the most shameless way, thinking that their championships mean anything. They mean nothing. LeBron's titles in Miami mean nothing. Kevin Durant's titles in Golden State mean absolutely nothing. They mean nothing.
Okay,
no,
but
it
mean
what sports is about. It didn't mean nothing to them, even. You could tell. And you could look at their reaction. Notice the difference how LeBron reacted when he won the title in 2016 in Cleveland against Golden State versus when he won it in Miami. When he won it in Miami, okay, he was just kind of laughing and, hey, this is great. When he won it in 16, he was on his knees crying on the court. Why? Because the title he won in 16 was actually difficult. What they did in Miami, what Kevin Durant did in Golden State, that's not competition.
Didn't LeBron do the same thing in Cleveland? He cried because it was home. He brought
That's what
in,
I just said to you. I just told you 2016, the difference of how LeBron reacted in 16 versus when he won it in Miami. You didn't see him crying and breaking down on the court when he won it in Miami, did you?
But he did it in his hometown. But he did the same method. He wanted Kyrie there. He got him. He wanted Kevin Love there and traded Wiggins to get him. So there was no difference. He still moved the pieces. I guess my saying is, I don't really care if the players decide they want to go. In the 80s, it was the same thing, except the owners and the general managers picked who they wanted to stack teams.
Yeah,
you can't tell me the Celtics weren't
a stack team. With trades and with agreements, not players deciding, you know what, let's take three or four superstars, and let's just group up here. Like when Durant went to Golden State, that was one of the weakest moves I've ever seen a star player do. And the fact that when they won them titles, like it meant something, that's an embarrassment to the NBA.
But then this goes into why
LeBron will never be in the same category as Jordan. Because there's something to be said in the idea of someone struggling and overcoming adversity versus just winning because you won, because you took the easy route. That's the whole point. That's why the NBA is viewed the way it is with such contempt in America right now.
I don't see that, but I will say this.
Well, it's proven in the ratings. It's not my opinion. The ratings show that. I mean, look how bad the ratings have dropped. This last All-Star game, the ratings dropped 24% to the lowest All-Star game in NBA history.
But the advertising and the revenue is still there. If advertising and revenue is still there, they're still winning.
I don't care about the advertising and the revenue. I'm talking about the audience. The audience tells you how people view this. In last year's NBA Finals, you saw what the ratings were, right? They were less than 10 million. In some cases, some games only drew 3 to 5 million people. This is a league that used to draw 20 million people a game in the finals. Now they're down to the single digits. I mean, you don't think that's a sign of how people are viewing the NBA now?
No, I think it's a sign that there's other things that people are doing. Just like CBS used to have the number one TV show. NBC would always have a number one TV show. Now there's Fox. Now there's Hulu. Now there's Netflix. There's other things.
I'm not talking about comparing it to the 90s and 80s. I'm talking about compare it to 2018 and now. In 2018, even in 19, the finals were drawing north of 15 to anywhere from 15 to 20 million.
I think.
But when we had the Lakers and the Heat, they were drawing like 3 to 7.
If we do that, though, we can say that for every sport. Football ratings were down last year. Baseball ratings were down last year.
No league has had the same that level of drop, especially in the biggest games of the year.
No. Baseball's drop has been continuous over a longer stretch.
No, baseball's a different issue. Baseball's because it's a boring sport. That's a dinosaur sport. But use NFL. The NFL, because the NFL is a relevant league. Did the NFL have the same level of catastrophic drop in their ratings like the NBA had? It's not even close, man. How do you don't go from 20 to 30 million down to 5 to 7 million and act like, oh, there's no problem?
Look, I'm just saying, as long as the revenue's there, you don't see them complain. And what you said before about the players, why shouldn't the players have the power? The GMs had that power in the 70s and the 80s. You don't think the Lakers going out, bringing in Hall of Famers like Bob McAdoo, that wasn't stacking a team? Owners did it. It's not
Bob
okay.
Bob McAdoo
does.
Wasn't doing anything before he went to the Lakers. He was on the bench, remember?
But what
we had back in the day were mutual trade agreements where you would have, for example, you trade a guy for a guy or trade a guy for an asset. There's nothing wrong with that. It's different when a star player makes the decision of saying, I'm going to shortcut the way to the title. So you think Kevin Durant going to Golden State was a good thing then?
I have no issue with it. He gave his time in Oklahoma, and he went as a free agent. He had a right to do that.
So
what you're saying –
So you think that,
what you're
that's,
saying
con- that, that's
no, no,
real
no, no.
competition?
Hold on. What you're saying is he should have said, you know what, I want to go play for Orlando. If he did his time in Oklahoma, he has a right to choose. You can't tell a guy –
I'm not making that point, brother. I'm not saying he shouldn't have the freedom to go wherever he wants. That's not my point. The point is for him to go to Golden State, the same team that just won 73 games, that he literally played in the Western Conference Finals, went to Game 7 against, and decided, I'm going to go to that team. That is the weakest thing I've ever seen a player of his caliber do. Come on, man. You've got to see that. I mean, how do you defend that? It's indefensible. At least you could defend LeBron going to Miami to a certain degree. There's no defense whatsoever for KD going to Golden State. At least in LeBron's case, Miami was a losing team. They weren't that good. You know, they were trying to overcome the Celtics and so forth. I can get that. But at least in the case of for him to go to the same team he just lost to, come on, man. That won 73 games, we've never seen anything like that. And then that's what sets the problem to now.
The tone for he went to Brooklyn. Brooklyn is a world beater.
What do you mean? Look at Brooklyn's got right. Brooklyn's got KD, Kyrie, James Harden, and Blake Griffin, who you probably can't really count to the show himself. But it's still the point.
But the point you just made was GMs making trades. James Harden to go there as a free agent. He was traded for.
James Harden, Kyrie Irving, and Durant literally concocted a scheme to force Harden to Brooklyn. They knew what they did. Kyrie did the whole I got to leave thing. I got to have a break to devalue his value, to make him seem like a badass so that the Rockets would refuse to trade for him. And then Harden acted like an absolute, you know, I don't even want to say the most unprofessional thing I've ever seen in to devalue his value so that no other team would want him to basically force Houston's hand to trade for Brooklyn. They knew what they were doing. They set that whole thing up.
wouldn't that be a shrewd business move?
It's not about it being a shrewd business move. It's just it's shameful that these star players think that it's a good idea to just group up like this and just win titles like this. Okay. You remember what? You know why Jordan's beloved and why he's respected, even by people that hated him and that rooted against him?
Well,
because
of the path
he took to winning.
I got
okay,
it.
You're from Chicago, so you should know this. So what?
Jordan's
loved not for what he did in the '90s. He's loved for what he did in the '80s. The path he took, overcoming the Pistons, and what the man had to overcome and the adversity he faced is why he's respected.
And why
LeBron will never be in the same category.
I get what you're saying. All I'm saying is I can't keep looking at the way the league was. I got to look at where the league is and the way the league is. And this is the reality of the league now. The players have a certain amount of power, and for all the years that they weren't given anything in terms of power in their career and where they decided to go, they're now using it now. So I'm not going to go back. I prefer a defensive battle. I prefer inside out. I prefer that. That's not the game now. So I can keep saying this is the way it should be.
The league itself is doing it. It's not that the players are evolving it. The league is changing the rules to make it this way. This is artificial. It's like the same with the NFL. When you artificially change rules to where defense can't even be played, that's artificial. That's not the players coming in and saying, you know what, we're going to adopt this different style of play. That's not it. It's being artificially done.
But we can't go back and say, I wish it was this. Because it's not going to be that.
Well, yes, we can. The NBA can change its rules anytime they want to. They're the ones that change the rules in the first place.
Well, they can't just change the rules because it has to be – things have to be negotiated now. It's not the old days is what I'm saying. Players can't just decide – or the league can't just decide this is what we're going to do.
I'm not talking about changing the rules of free agency. I'm not that's a different issue. I'm talking about changing the rules like no hand-checking. The fact that the referees don't allow for a certain level of physicality. Why not?
They're not going.
You like this? You like this kind of like this like Matador defense, and it's just back and forth, and no one's even playing any defense. You like watching that?
Let me say this again. I like old basketball. I did. I really did. But I also
don't call it old basketball. We're talking about real basketball where you play defense.
Okay.
Do you like when people play defense, or you like it just when guys just jacking up shots and it's just whatever?
Let me say this again. I'm from Chicago. I like physical ball. But at the same time, I'm a realist. It's not going to go back to that. It's not going to happen. So I can keep saying, I really wish.
Okay, of course it can. If the buyer is letting the seller know we don't like the product, which is what's being happening in America through the ratings, and you can hear fans saying all over the place saying this is not real basketball. We don't like watching guys shoot 53 pointers in a game and nobody play defense.
But
at some point,
the NBA
has got to listen to their consumers. I mean, that's what people do in business. They respond to the customer. If the customer doesn't like the way the product's being done, you change it to meet the customer's desire.
Let me say this, and then I got to go because I'm running way late.
Okay.
Until advertisement leaves and until teams aren't selling out, nothing is going to change. So if the consumers really hate it, they've got to stop the advertisement and stop buying the tickets. When they don't,
they've already proven it with their refusal to watch the game. They've already proven that. At that point, it's already been proven.
But in your world,
that doesn't count for anything. Advertisers mean more than people not watching the game anymore.
It does because they're still buying tickets, and it's not affecting.
They're not buying tickets. How has attendance the last 2 years has been dropping? What are you talking about?
Well, you can't count last year because there was a pandemic.
I didn't say last couple of years. I'm talking about prior to COVID hitting. Attendance was on the decline, just like the ratings were. There's no metric you can show me that the fan engagement with the NBA is going up in America. It's going down. There's no metric.
But the tickets still sold. Game tickets still sold. The Lakers still sold out. Clippers still sold out. Golden State still sold out. The Knicks still sell out, and they suck. The Bulls still sell out. The major markets are still selling out.
That's because of population.
There will not be a change.
Because you got so many people in the city, of course you can do that.
But what about the ratings? The ratings are reflective of
the country as a whole. Like for the NBA to go from a point of being up there north of 20 million.
You're arguing something that I'm telling you. Until they stop buying tickets and until advertising changes, It's not. And so the NBA is basically saying, if you don't want to watch us, we have enough numbers that do. Go watch something else. It's
that's
really
a,
just
that's
that
a ridiculous way of dude, are you serious? I understand
yeah,
the NBA point. I'm talking about your perspective. If you, if you've got a mass of people, let's say you had your radio show, right? And your radio show was getting 100,000 listeners a day. And then all of a sudden, after about a month or two, you started changing up certain things about your show, and your audience goes from 100,000 down to 10,000. Are you going to say to yourself, you know what? All the people that stop listening to my show, screw you guys. I'm going to keep doing this thing that's alienating the people that once like my product. Is that
if,
a good business?
If,
I mean, who does that?
You're missing the point. If I had advertisers at the level of the NBA and I was filling up a stadium to hear me speak, but not as many people were listening on the radio, it would not have the same effect. So you're talking about a radio show versus
well,
the
advertisers is going to come downstream because the advertisers, those are contracts that are put in place at a certain point. These, a lot of these were put in place years ago, back when the NBA was at a much higher level. Like I said, 2018, the ratings were how high? The finals were north of 20 million in several games. Now, in the last 2 years, the ratings have cut in half, and even in some cases down 70%.
You're still arguing the same point. You've asked me the question. I've answered the question, but you don't like my answer, so you keep arguing a point. And I keep saying,
you're
as long as the stadiums are filling up. No, I'm
you're
not avoiding it, but I answered your question. As long as the stadiums – no, I said it from the beginning. You weren't listening. As long as the stadiums fill up and the advertisement isn't changing, it's not going back. It's just that simple.
Yeah, again, you're focused on revenue. We're talking about the NBA fans.
It's
the NBA fans
about
are more
revenue.
Represented by TV ratings because arenas can only hold 15,000 to 20,000 people. So selling out an arena
argument,
is not that big of a deal.
Then your argument
to,
is with your argument then is with Adam Silver because I'm telling you what's happening.
That's
whether
my point. That's what I'm saying. Adam Silver is the one. It, since he took over, that's when the majority of this nonsense started happening. This stuff wasn't going down under David Stern.
Then you're arguing with the wrong person because I'm telling you what's happening and you're saying, but
I understand that, but I'm just trying to understand how you can defend this nonsense. You're the one that actually said it was a good idea that Durant went to Golden State. You're the one that's making it seem like, it's somehow the NBA fans' fault for not liking what they see and they just got to get with the times.
Nope. You're very good at hearing but not listening. What I said was he had a right to go wherever he wanted to go. There's a difference.
I got that, but I asked you
really
a direct question. I said, "What did you think that's a good move?" You said yes. I asked you a direct question.
No, I said I have no. I said I have no problem with. I have no problem with
okay,
anyone.
Okay, forget the no problem.
Was
it a good? Did you view it as a good move that, that Kevin Durant went to Golden State?
I could care one way or the other. To be perfectly honest with you.
So, okay, let me phrase it. Let me phrase it in a way that makes it easy for the answer. Was it good for the NBA in the state of the league and the competition in the NBA? Was it a good thing for Durant to go to a team that won 73 games a year before?
It didn't bother. No matter how you phrase it, the answer's the same. You could ask me if I like McDonald's. No.
Okay, then you're
like
not then you're not a real fan of the NBA. What's going on here? What are you talking about? You're
I'm
cool with that. You're cool with this kind of like stacking of teams. You think it's a good thing? I mean, why? How come you can't answer it directly? Why are you like?
Well,
afraid to offend the players here? What's going on?
Are you afraid to use your ears and listen? I don't care one way or the other. That's what I'm telling you.
How can you not
care
one way or the other and be a fan of the NBA? It doesn't make any sense.
How are you so bothered but still watching the game? If you don't like the way the game is going, why are you even watching it then?
Because there's still a few teams and a few players that don't do this BS. There's a couple that are still holding on.
Then I would say to you, only watch the teams that don't do it to your likings, and the ones that do, don't watch it. Can't do both. You can't watch it and complain. So it's not
about whether complaining. I'm just trying to get your state on, do you approve of what's going on, and you seem to be unwilling to give a direct answer.
No, I gave the direct answer. See, there's a difference between
you're giving a political direct
like
answer saying, oh, I don't care either way. That's BS because you don't want to say it what it really is. I don't know why. How can you not have a clear-cut opinion on that? That's pretty straightforward.
Because it doesn't bother me one way or the other. That's the
answer. So you approve of it. That's what it means. So you're okay with it. That's all you got to say. You could have just said yes.
I'll tell you what.
Because you know it's wrong. That's why you're answering it the way it is.
I'll
you don't
want
to answer by saying, yeah, I think it's okay.
I'll
because
let you,
you
take
know full well it's
answer,
wrong.
I'll let you take whatever answer you want to take. It doesn't bother me one way or the other. If you don't like the NBA, you shouldn't watch it because you're the one adding to the ratings. If you really want the rating to dive so they make a change, stop watching.
The rating's already dead, bro. It ain't about just one person. The facts are there, okay? It's already in place.
Well, every one person helps your point more, so you can't argue it and do it. That's like saying I think it's a shame they have strip clubs in the city. I go, but I don't really think they should be there.
No, that analogy doesn't hold up.
I don't like the NBA the way it's played. I don't like the way these players do it, but I still watch it. Okay, then what are you gripping for?
Because we love the sport, Garmin. I mean, this is one of the greatest sports leagues ever, and it was the greatest thing coming up. And now they took this great thing, and they turned it into this woke, political, soft, I don't know what you want to call
it,
tissue paper version of basketball.
Okay. My sponsors are yelling at me, but I'm gonna give you two.
Okay, cool.
What is woke position have to do with anything?
What do you mean? It means
what
a
does
lot.
That mean?
When you engage in politics and are willing to alienate half the country, that's a problem. It'd be the same problem if it was the other way around. If you had all these NBA players walking around with a MAGA hat talking about vote for Trump, that'd be a problem too, because you're gonna alienate half the country. That's why people usually kept politics and religion out of public things, because you're going to divide people.
Politics has always been in sports. Since day one.
No, it hasn't.
Yes,
what are you
it has.
Talking
how
about?
You
Jordan?
Stadium,
what was Jordan's famous quote from the 90s? Republicans buy sneakers too, which is why he didn't get involved in business. Because you don't mix politics with business.
How did the United Center get funded? By what?
How
do you think stadiums get funded? By taxpayers.
No, that's
money.
A separate issue.
You know
we're talking about making – we're talking about in elections when you take political stances one side or the other, you're going to alienate a country. When a country is 50-50 like it is, that's why people don't get into that in certain areas like in sports, because sports is something that brings people together from different perspectives, whether it's different political views, religions, races, whatever, because it's something people can share. When you bring something divisive like politics into something that used to be a unifying thing, that's a problem. That's part of the reason, that's part of the problems with the NBA.
I don't see it that way, but you have a right to your opinion.
Well, of course you do, because you may agree with their political views, you don't have a problem. I'm sure you would feel the same way if LeBron was wearing a MAGA hat. I'm pretty sure you wouldn't have felt the same way.
The dude from San Francisco does. I haven't said a word about it.
What dude from San Francisco?
Their number one defensive end, their draft choice. Made it clear who each supported.
Who the heck
is talking
about Bosa? Who cares about Bosa? We're talking about the guys who are the face of your league.
My point, though, if your point was if someone did it, I would have a problem with it. I care less. Tom Brady, I care less. The other MAGA has his locker room.
Well,
you
a
can't
lot of people
on
had a
face
problem
of the
with
league.
Tom Brady.
Oh, but did they stop watching?
The media came down on his neck.
That's why the guy stopped watching.
Remember, he put it away. He put it away after like a week or two because of how much the media was on him.
Was the media on
athletes who are on the left politically? Do they pressure them like that? Of course they don't. They celebrate them and promote them when they do it.
You don't think then?
And that's why the players do it, because the players like the positive media coverage they get when they take leftist political views, because the majority of journalists in America obviously are registered Democrats and they're pro-left. Everyone knows that.
Let me tell you something. I could care less who anyone votes for. If he wants to wear that hat to the gym, that's his right as an American. If he wants to wear another hat to the gym, that's his right as an American. If the owners have no issue with it and you're talking about revenue, they're the ones that's going to get hit with the revenue. If they're on board with it, if they weren't, they could say no. They're not saying no. So I understand what you're saying, but the people who would have a problem with it, whose bottom line it would impact, aren't having a problem with it. So obviously there's no issue there on them.
Of course, because they don't care about the American audience. Like you said earlier, they're looking at the fact that they have an international audience now with China and other countries, which is why they walked on eggshells when it came to offending the Chinese government, like we saw with the issue with the Houston GM at the time, because they don't want to offend that. But they have no problem denigrating their own country and just pissing
revenue.
In the face of the American fan base, because they can care
that's
less.
That's your opinion.
That's a problem.
That's
not an opinion. It's a demonstrated fact.
When it came to
American issues, they had no problem getting into that. But when it came to mentioning just the mere mention of the abuses of the Chinese government in Hong Kong or the concentration camps that they have with Muslims in it, all of a sudden they all have to pull back. All of a sudden, we got to be careful, and maybe freedom of speech isn't a good thing. Come on, man. Stop playing, man. You're defending a bad position. Just call it like it
I'm
is.
I'm not defending it. I'm calling
you
like
clearly
it.
Are. You're trying
it's
to pretend
revenue.
Like you're neutral, but you're obviously defending it. It's okay. If you
it
want
is,
to defend it, then
it
defend
is.
It. I know inside you, in your conscience, you know it's wrong, which is why you're trying
is.
To couch it and act neutral.
It's
but
about
at the end of the day,
revenue.
It is what it is.
It's about
screw
revenue.
The revenue. We're talking about principle here, okay? That's it. Just
okay.
We're arguing the
screw,
point. You don't want
screw,
to argue the principle because you know
revenue.
They're doing is wrong.
Screw revenue. So you're telling major sports.
Well,
revenue
will ultimately be affected by the TV contracts when they have to renegotiate and the ratings are half of what it used to be. Of course, the revenue is going to take a massive hit. They've already alluded to the fact that they're already talking about how the issues of these large contracts are going to what they're going to be when the new CBA is done and the salary cap is going to have to be dropped. That's already an issue
but
they're already acknowledging. They know the revenue is going to drop.
You're locked on one sport. Did you not notice the football cap went down? Did you not notice baseball cap went down?
No, the
all
football cap is about to explode. It's already been reported that their next TV contract could potentially double.
But right now, this one, the cap went down. The cap went down this year.
But it's about to go way up again. That's why Jerry Jones was willing to sign the contract with Dak because he knew what was about to happen. He knows then the next year the cap is going to go up drastically. That's why he was willing to give him the $40 million because he knows in time it's not going to be that bad of a deal.
We shall see. I'll tell you what. You are
for some
of the
sports, the fact that you're not aware of the fact that the NFL TV contract
for having the longest call-in call ever, because I wanted you to get your points across, but I have to. Because
we're having a heated debate, it's obvious that you're defending a bad view and you're trying to justify
and
save yourself here because you're just wrong. You're arguing for a bad position in the most politically correct way I've ever seen. It's unbelievable,
speak longer than anybody else, and you talk about revenue not mattering. Well, mine matters, so I'm going to get to my sponsors. Because I'm going to let their revenue stream continue. So you have a right to call anytime you want. I don't duck calls. I'll take it. You can hang up thinking that I didn't answer your question.
This is good radio entertainment. This is the kind of stuff people like when you have heated debates on controversial issues. This is why First Take is so popular. This is the people like.
Well,
you don't like when you give couched, politically correct answers
first,
and try to play things
off,
neutral and down
first,
the middle
first,
and defend
first,
and defend
off,
the indefensible.
Let me ask a question.
That's what you do.
What's the name of What's the name of your radio show?
It doesn't matter. What do you mean? Well, it doesn't matter
what's
why
the name
I have a radio show.
What's the name of
this is
the name
not even
your,
technically a real radio. This is a block talk radio. You're not on
what's
FM
the name
or
of your
AM.
What's the name of your radio show?
I don't have a radio show. But
okay.
As far as
well,
I can tell, this may be your radio show, but this is my episode.
Well,
I just gave you the most entertaining short period of your show for the whole show you had today. Absolutely. I guarantee it.
You did. Because my ratings are high.
Of course I did. Before
this,
you gave a bunch of bland takes that are not that big a deal that everyone's heard before. Come on, man.
Feel free to call in anytime.
That's why you kept me on. You're trying to act like, oh, I just did it to be nice. No, because you know this is good radio entertainment. People like debates on political on sports shows.
Have a great day.
I just did you a favor. Like I said, this may be your radio.
That was fun. Hope you guys enjoyed that. I gave him a chance. Guys don't like answers that you give, but you give them anyway. He said revenue doesn't matter. Revenue matters to me. Back in 30 seconds.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The law office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the law office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend, and I said, "Hey, shut up, because I need to listen to The Cave Show with Pierre Law."
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Thanks for joining us today. Make sure you check us out every day live. KSRN BTR. If you missed any part of the show, you can check it out at 3 o'clock on the replay. KSRN. Download the app from the App Store, Google Play Store, anywhere you get your apps at. I love that last caller. He says, I'm not even on real radio, but he called in to a radio show. And it's funny because I would match my resume against his, considering done several stations, and I still do, and I still guest on several shows, and I don't have to call a radio show to pick a fight because he watches First Take and he wants to be an entertainer. Find that very funny. Make sure you're checking us out as well on social media at Sports Cave on the Twitter, the Facebook, and the Instagram. Cave is with a K. The website is sportscave.com. Cave is with a K. And you can get me directly on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. This segment, this final segment, is brought to you by Scout and Seller, wine consultant Tina Calhoun. Make sure you are checking her out. That's purest wine you're going to get. No additives, no sugars, no flavors. Just pure wine the way it was meant to be served. Like I said, her name is Tina Calhoun, Scout and Seller. Scout and Seller, wine consultant. Number 602-410. I cannot believe a grown man said revenue doesn't matter. Huh. Anyway, so look, I want to get on the Suns a little bit. They restart. We kick their season off tonight in Portland. A very, very good first half of basketball for this team. They're going to try to put it together, do it again. Devin Booker was on yesterday. He missed the All-Star game due to a knee injury. He says it was really bad. Like I said, before the All-Star game, I said I was wondering if the way he got selected, if it was salty. He says it wasn't. He was hurt. So we got to take his word for it. He talked about his health status and where he is and how he felt.
I was just checking all the boxes before I get back out there, you know, making sure I'm 100% or something close to it. So it's been an everyday progression. It's been getting better each and every day. I wake up and feel better. Haven't had a lot of time, you know, to be on the court testing it, but, you know, just running through a practice, spending some of the break in the gym, just moving around a little bit, you know, to get things back moving. But, you know, they say it's day by day. You know, I'm going to see how I feel, get some treatment tonight, see how I feel tomorrow, shoot around.
And that's where he's at now. This is the status. And you did talk about the All-Star game.
Yeah. You know, I still enjoyed it, you know, watching Chris and just watching the weekend, you know, growing up a fan of All-Star weekend. So, you know, it's always something that I tune into. And, you know, you like to, you know, you see a lot of personality out there. So it's always good to see. Obviously, disappointment I couldn't make it. You know, but that's, you know, that's what it is. That's part of the game. I'm obviously dealing with something that, you know, kept me off the court. You know, so our main focus is, you know, to keep winning these games and get to playoff basketball. So, you know, it's a decision I had to make. I mean, I couldn't have been out there even if I wanted to. So, you know, it was a tough one.
If he was that banged up, listen, health is more important. The season is more important. The way they finish is more important than the All-Star game. So hope he gets well soon. He was asked about the first half of the season. How do you keep this thing going? And Suns have the second best record in the NBA. How do they keep that thing going? And what's next for them?
Yeah, just stay locked in, you know, on all cylinders, from top to bottom, the coaching staff, the players. You know, I think we developed some type of target on our back, you know, with people talking about us now being second in the NBA. But, you know, those aren't the things that we have to focus on. You know, we have to focus on just the everyday pursuit to get better. And that's what we're doing. That's what we've talked about amongst the team. I mean, obviously, you can't look past what we did in the first half and which how you opened it. You know, I reflected over break and sitting there talking with my family members and friends about, you know, the past seasons of, you know, those tough stretches and not wanting to look back to that. So, you know, we're in a good position. We obviously still have a lot of work to do, but I like our depth. I love our team. I love the way we're headed.
I'll tell you one thing they could use, not in a trade, but if LaMarcus Aldridge is bought out of San Antonio, if he's not traded, obviously they're going to buy him out. I think he would be a perfect fit. I think he would be the perfect fit for what the Suns need coming off the bench. Another big that's talented, that can shoot the three, that can stretch you out, that can still play down low, that can give you another big in the middle with the young DeAndre Ayton. I think he is just what Phoenix needs. Now, mind you, I don't think they should trade for him at all. If they can't get him on a buyout market, then I don't think he's the one for the Suns. Rumor has it if he does go on a buyout market, teams like the Lakers, the Clippers, the usual suspects will be on the list to try to find him. I think the best place to go is here. I really do. AD does not come back. If he does not come back, LeBron and Aldridge aren't winning a title. They need AD. And when you have an Achilles that's tender, for lack of a better word, that's really sketchy. So I don't know if that's the perfect fit for him. Now, he knows what his perfect fit is more than I do. But in my opinion, that's not where I'm going. I'm going where I can be at it, get the minutes, and assist, as opposed to back to heavy minutes at the age of 35. He's been in the league a long time. Doesn't seem like it, but he's been in the league a long time. He had a long stint in Portland before he went down to San Antonio. And I remember when I thought the Bulls should have drafted him, and they didn't. Beautifully, beautifully here in Phoenix. Suns play tonight. We'll have more sound for what they do over the weekend. We'll share that with you on Monday. Want to leave you on something. Howard Beck just released, after the show started, he released the top-selling jerseys, and the 10 most popular team merchandise. Number one team merchandise sellers, the Lakers, followed by the Nets, followed by the Warriors, followed by the Celtics, Sixers, Heat, Bulls, Mavericks, Raptors, and the Bucks. The only one that surprises me on that list are the Raptors. I want to know what merchandise they're selling, and is that still a hangover from winning the title? Because, hell, they're not even playing in Toronto. You know why the Lakers are there. You know why the Nets are there. You know why the Warriors are there. You can name the marquee players on all those teams. Same with the Celtics. Same with the Sixers. I know Jimmy Butler had that much swag down in Miami to sell jerseys, but I guess he does. Bulls, big market, of course, they're going to sell. Dallas, Luka, of course, they're going to sell. And then the Bucks have this week, so of course they're going to fail. In terms of the players, I'll give you the top 15. LBJ, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, The Freak, Kyrie Irving, Anthony Davis, Jason Tatum, James Harden, it's Brooklyn Nets jersey, Zion Williams, Jimmy Butler, Dame Lillard, Kawhi Leonard, Trae Young, and Russell Westbrook are the top 15 selling jerseys by players in the NBA. Sometimes you look at a list like that and you hear what people say and then you look at the reality of what they're thought of. Kyrie Irving, for the media, have negative things to say. Obviously, the fans don't feel that. Top 10 jersey guy. James Harden, a lot of people, negative stuff to say. Obviously, fans don't feel that. Top 10 jersey guy.
Just saying. Just saying. I wonder why they even put stuff like this out, because revenue is nothing. Couple news and notes before I jet on you today. We are a best of show tomorrow. We are back live on Monday. Stay tuned for our schedule next week in terms of March Madness, where we will be. We do not, absolutely do not, go live during March Madness for a lot of different reasons. One, it's March Madness. Two, I'm not going to lie to you, I'm usually at a sponsor's tweeting about the games. So I'll let you know next week what our exact schedule is. Make sure you're watching the tournament. These kids are playing incredibly hard to get something in the midst of COVID. Remember, these athletes, they're not being paid, and not all of them are going to the next step, to the NBA. So a lot of this is just for love, their scholarship and for love. So definitely make sure that you are checking out the NCAAs. I'm anxious to see how the seedings come out. I want to know where Illinois is going to be perfectly honest with you. I want to see if my ASU Sun Devils can keep winning in the Pac-12 and shake up the world. I have a little apprehension about that, but we shall see what happens. We never do this close to out. We're going to take one more quick break. We'll be right back to wrap the show up. This is the Cave Show with PLR.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
And of course, that's where we are today, Cigars with the Cave Show. We're live at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Make sure you get down here and check them out. 10% off your purchase when you let them know the PLR from the Cave Show sent you. Tina and Ron will do a great job of taking care of you. It is not just about coming in here, going to humidor, and just grabbing whatever. They will find out what level you're on, get you a cigar that matches to your palate. If you like to pair, they'll let you know what's good to pair or what. Either way, they are the experts. Get down here and check them out at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco on Alma School and Chandler Heights, locally in Chandler, Arizona. It's been a hell of a week. Had a lot of fun. Had a lot of fun with that caller today. He set the record for longest call. In fact, I had to hang up on him. Well, no, didn't like answers. I love people that don't like answers. You answer, they ask again. You answer, they ask another way. Anyway, we're locked and loaded, ready to go next week. Everyone, have a great weekend. Make sure you're checking us out on the social media, at the Sports Cave, on the Twitter, the Instagram, and the Facebook. At Sports Cave, where Cave is with the K. SportsCave.com is the website, again, with the K. And you can get me directly at PLR on Sports. All calls remain via the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Thank you, everyone, for joining. Hope you have a great weekend. Be safe, mask up, stay as safe as you possibly can. Thank you, Majoros, for hosting us like you do every Thursday. Until Monday, everyone, have a great weekend. Check out the Best Of Show. I think you'll like this one. Until then, take care. This is the Kerry Show with PLR. PLR Temptations. Bring us home.